Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fabric of Civilization, How Textiles Made the World by Virginia I. Prash. Postural is a wide-ranging history that treats cloth not as decoration, but as a driving force behind human progress. Following fibers from field and flock to spinning, weaving, dyeing, tailoring, and global trade, the book argues that textiles help shape economies, technologies, social classes, and even political power. Postural connects everyday materials like linen, wool, silk, and cotton to big turning points, including urbanization, long-distance commerce, industrialization, and the rise of consumer culture. Along the way, she highlights the ingenuity embedded in textile tools and processes, showing how advances in thread, looms, color, and finishing often preceded or enabled breakthroughs in other industries. The result is a narrative that makes the familiar feel newly significant, revealing how cloth has been central to both survival and status. Readers come away seeing garments and household fabrics as artifacts of innovation, labor, and global interdependence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, textiles as a foundational technology. A central idea in the book is that textiles are not a minor craft, but a foundational technology that quietly structures civilization. Turning plant fibers or animal hair into durable thread requires planning, precision, and toolmaking, and those requirements push societies towards specialized labor and technical problem solving. Spinning and weaving demand consistent tension, measurement, and repeatable processes, encouraging early forms of standardization and quality control. Textile production also created incentives to improve devices, from spindles and looms to systems for winding, warping, and finishing cloth. These skills and tools mattered beyond clothing, because they trained people to think in terms of mechanisms, patterns, and scalable production. By treating fabric as engineered material rather than mere ornament, the narrative shows how knowledge traveled with textiles, spreading techniques across regions through migration and trade. The topic also underscores how textiles sit at the intersection of science and daily life. Choices about fiber, twist, and weave affect warmth, strength, drape, and durability. Seeing textiles this way reframes history from one dominated by weapons and monuments to one built on domestic ingenuity and material mastery. Secondly, trade, wealth, and the rise of global connections. The book emphasizes textiles as high-value goods that were easy to transport, widely desired, and endlessly variable, making them ideal engines of long-distance exchange. Cloth and garments could function as currency, tribute, or portable wealth, and demand for prestigious fabrics helped link distant regions through merchant networks. As textile tastes spread, so did information, dye techniques, pattern traditions, and fiber sources became part of a global conversation shaped by imitation and competition. This topic highlights how luxury textiles such as silk or finely dyed cloth created status hierarchies while also motivating exploration and commercial expansion. Over time, mass demand for everyday fabrics like cotton intensified these connections, drawing farms, workshops, shipping lanes, and finance into a single system. Postal uses textiles to illustrate how consumer desire can reorganize economies, because meeting demand requires reliable supply chains, trusted standards, and innovations in transport and distribution. The story also invites readers to see globalization not as a recent digital phenomenon, but as an older pattern in which cloth linked producers and buyers who never met, with consequences for cities, ports, and political power. Thirdly, labor, gender, and the social order behind cloth. Textile making has historically relied on vast amounts of labor, much of it domestic and often performed by women, and the book uses that reality to explore how societies organized work and valued skill. Spinning, sewing, and finishing could be constant tasks woven into family life, yet they were also pathways to specialization, wage work, and professional expertise. The topic reveals a tension between invisibility and importance. Cloth is essential, but the people producing it were frequently treated as background, whether in households, workshops, or early factories. Postural links these dynamics to social status, since the ability to wear certain textiles signaled rank, while the production of those textiles could be controlled by guilds, laws, or informal norms. The discussion encourages readers to consider how technology alters labor relationships. Tools that speed production can liberate time, but they can also concentrate power and reshape who gets paid and who gets recognized. By focusing on textiles, the book offers a grounded way to think about gendered labor, skill transmission, and how everyday necessities can reflect deep inequalities. Fourthly, innovation from looms to industry and the modern economy, another major theme, is how textile innovation helped set the pattern for industrialization and modern manufacturing. Mechanized spinning and weaving are often central examples in the story of the Industrial Revolution, and Postrel frames them as more than isolated inventions. They represent a shift towards systems that prioritize throughput, consistency, and scale. Textiles demanded machines that could handle repetitive motions with precision, making them ideal candidates for early mechanization and for organizing factories around workflows. This topic also connects textile advances to broader economic changes such as urban growth, capital investment, and the emergence of managerial coordination. Improvements in fibers, dyes, and finishing illustrate how experimentation and incremental refinement can transform an industry over time, leading to new markets and new consumer expectations. The book also highlights how quality, fashion, and function interact, since industrial production did not eliminate taste but instead amplified it by increasing variety and lowering costs. In this view, textiles become a lens for understanding how technological change spreads from one sector to many, shaping the modern economy and the way people live. Lastly, meaning, identity, and the power of what we wear. Beyond economics and machines, the book explores textiles as carriers of meaning. Fabrics communicate identity, belonging, and aspiration. What people wear signals occupation, region, faith, and status, and even small choices in color, pattern, or material can express social messages. This topic shows how textile design is both personal and political, because authorities have historically tried to regulate appearance through sumptuary laws, uniforms, and cultural expectations. At the same time, individuals use clothing and household textiles to negotiate identity, adopting new styles, preserving traditions, or blending influences from different places. Postrel treats fashion not as frivolous but as a powerful form of innovation and communication, driven by the human desire for beauty, distinction, and self-presentation. The discussion also underscores how textiles shape experience at the sensory level. Texture, weight, and warmth affect comfort and movement, influencing daily life in ways we rarely articulate. By tracing how meaning attaches to cloth, the book helps readers understand why textiles can provoke pride, conflict, and creativity, and why fabric remains central to culture even in a high-tech age. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy big history with concrete details, including fans of economic history, design, fashion, technology, and the hidden infrastructure of everyday life. It will also appeal to makers and crafters who want cultural context for skills like weaving, sewing, or dyeing, as well as general readers curious about how ordinary objects shape extraordinary outcomes. The benefit is a lasting shift in perception. After reading, fabric is no longer background. You notice supply chains, labor, innovation, and cultural meaning in a shirt, a curtain, or a bedsheet, and you gain a richer understanding of how societies grow through materials and skills that seem humble. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on industrialization, luxury fashion, or a single fiber, Postrel offers an integrated story that connects technology, commerce, labor, and identity across long spans of time. The writing is accessible while still ambitious, making complex change understandable through a familiar object. If you want a history that feels both surprising and useful for thinking about modern globalization and consumer life, this is a book worth buying. If you would like to support Virginia I. Postrel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.